Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you through the middle of the week with some interesting stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond. I've got a couple of meetings to tell you about today. Columbia County residents can learn more about forever chemicals this week. And next week, state Democrats are holding another hearing on data centers. And it's Rail Fest at the Steamtown National Historic Site this weekend. Meet the park's new superintendent ahead of the big event. It's Wednesday, August 27th. Let's get you up to date. First, and I know I'm sounding repetitive at this point, but Pennsylvania is still operating without an approved state budget, even as students head back to school. Because of the delay, school districts haven't seen a cent from the state in 2 months. Jackson White reports for WVIA.
Pennsylvania State Education Association President Aaron Chapin joined other advocates in the Capitol, urging lawmakers to break the state budget impasse. He blamed Senate Republicans, especially Senate President Pro Tempore Kim Ward, for pushing school voucher programs.
Our children are not pawns in some grand strategy to enact a tuition voucher program that will shift taxpayer dollars away from our public schools to private and religious schools.
Ward responded that Senate Republicans passed a stopgap budget to keep money flowing at last year's levels, but House Democrats blocked it. More than $1.7 billion for Pennsylvania schools is on hold as lawmakers remain deadlocked in budget talks. Negotiators insist talks are still moving forward. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Okay, now to fill your calendar with a couple of upcoming meetings. The first one is for residents in several Columbia County communities facing PFAS contamination. Some of them cannot drink their tap water. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports on Penn State Extension's upcoming forum on forever chemicals.
PFAS, or microplastics, are man-made chemicals that break down slowly and can stay in the human body for long periods of time. They're in everyday products like pesticides, cleaning supplies, and packaging. And Penn State Extension will host a PFAS forum this Thursday. Here's Faith Kabuye. She works in water management.
So the goal is to just be a resource to the community and provide science-based information that we have about PFAS. We understand that PFAS is an emerging topic.
And the Department of Environmental Protection found last year that homes in parts of Bloomsburg, North, and South Centre townships have PFAS levels well above what's considered safe. Penn State's PFAS meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on August 28th at Central Columbia Middle School. It's free to attend, and Kabuya asks residents to register online beforehand. I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Now here's another one for you. State Senators Marty Flynn and Nick Miller are hosting a Democratic Policy Committee hearing on data centers on Tuesday, September 2nd. Data centers, impacts, operations, and policy considerations will be held at 4 p.m. at Marywood University's Nazareth Student Center in Scranton. The hearing will explore pending proposals from the legislature and discuss details of data center infrastructure and technology. The hearing will not feature public comment, but you can submit questions online on Flynn's website. The deadline for questions is Thursday at noon. The hearing will also be live streamed online. Find more at WVIA.org. Stay with us. We're heading to Steamtown after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. This weekend, the Steamtown National Historic Site and its new superintendent will celebrate Rail Fest and the park's 30th anniversary. Former U.S. Navy SEAL Jeremy Comas stepped into the role of superintendent in January, making a move out of the business world and back into service of the American people. WVIA's Kat Bola spoke with Comas ahead of the annual event.
The three-day-long event is held over Labor Day weekend at the park in downtown Scranton. RailFest celebrates railroading's past, present, and future with activities and demonstrations.
One of the things I've been told is, it doesn't matter what we tell you about it, you're going to have to see it to believe it.
Comas replaces Sherry Shepard. He worked in private sector defense logistics before coming to Steamtown.
Joining the Park Service was an opportunity to give back in a different way.
Comas sees Steamtown as a unique part of history that few people know about. The park's mission is to preserve the steam era of railroading from 1850 to 1950.
There is nothing that compares to the effect that railroading had on the United States.
Since taking the role, two of three closed buildings are reopened, including the Visitor Center. He's also working to attract more people into the park, which is already breaking visitation records this summer.
I want everybody to know that, you know, the park is here. We're not going anywhere.
RailFest begins Friday at 9 a.m. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the rest of the day. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to hear more, I hope you'll subscribe and listen to our show every weekday, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.